Welcome to What Matters in North Carolina. My name is Mark Shiver, and we are less than 24 hours away from the end of the Obama administration and the beginning of a brand new chapter in the history of our country. Donald Trump to be inaugurated tomorrow at 12 o'clock, so we're all pretty excited about that. At least I am, anyway. And someone else who is excited is Keisha Lineberger. She is from North Carolina, and we had Michelle Nix on, as you recall, yesterday, going to the inauguration. And Keisha was featured in the Charlotte Observer as also going to the inauguration. And so good North Carolina folk heading up to Washington, D.C. I reached out to Keisha, and she agreed to come on and join us here on What Matters in North Carolina. So I'm excited to talk to her. And quite frankly, once you hear her, I think you'll be pretty impressed. She's got a lot on the ball. So thank you for listening to What Matters in North Carolina. We will keep you posted on all of the goings-on regarding the inauguration and the first few days of the Trump administration as we move forward. But right now, let's step aside and talk to Keisha Lineberger, heading to Washington, D.C. Joining us now on What Matters in North Carolina is Keisha Lineberger. She is headed to D.C. In a little while. And Keisha, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you're excited, obviously, about going to the inauguration?
I am. I'm super excited. We leave tomorrow morning.
Well, what are you expecting? When you daydream a little bit, what do you think you're going to experience?
Well, I hope that it's going to be very much like the RNC was in Cleveland. And I was actually in Cleveland this past year when Trump accepted the nomination, and it was just full of patriotism and patriotic pride. And I really hope that we see the same thing in D.C. I hope that the threats and the, anyone speaking out against the inauguration, I hope that they stay far back, and I hope it ends up being a patriotic event, which is what it should be.
Well, certainly there was a lot of patriotism in Cleveland. And before we talk about the inauguration, tell us about your experience in Cleveland. Was that your first convention?
It was my first convention, and I was actually an alternate delegate at large for North Carolina, and it was one of the best things I have ever done. I definitely think that if you are involved in politics, even at a grassroots level, that you should definitely attend a convention and or an inauguration.
Well, what was the most memorable thing for you about being in Cleveland?
The sense of patriotism, by far. Everyone was united. It was a very inclusive environment, and it was very different from what was portrayed in the media on TV. It was a very happy time. It was, like I said before, very patriotic. Just a feeling of being together with the same sense of moving forward in the country was a great time. It was a great event.
So in terms of your political involvement, now you are involved, you're the president of the Charlotte Mecklenburg Republican Women, and yes. I was reading about you in the Charlotte Observer. It says that you worked for Next GOP and the NCGOP that supported Donald Trump from the very beginning. That sort of had to be difficult with all the polling that was going on saying, you know, he had no chance at all. I mean, did you ever get discouraged and think, well, you know, he's not going to win?
I would say the only time, honestly, that I did get discouraged at all would be when he said something that was kind of hard for us to defend and or go up against. But the movement and the movement of people just that kept walking forward and kept coming on board, and there really was a silent majority. I did a lot of door-to-door door knocking with the NC Boots program, and these were people that maybe were not surveyed or were not polled, but when we would go talk to them at the door, they would say they were absolutely voting for Trump. And I do think that there was a silent majority that came out and voted.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think that people like me that talk about this stuff and analyze it for a living are going to be wondering what in the world for a long time.
What because, in the world happened?
Yeah, well, you know, it was, I'm just joking because it was just so.
It is
everybody,
true,
you know, just, nobody predicted, particularly the margin of victory. The coalition.
That's because there was a huge political media spin, and they were spinning it the way that they wanted to, the way that they wanted Americans to see it. And this goes to show you that the Americans are smarter than that. They are fed up. They are tired of it. They want to see a change. They will demand a change. They will keep voting for change until they get it. The American people have spoken. We are hardworking, middle-class Americans, and we need to begin to move forward.
Well, I think that you're exactly right. There was a lot of spin, and I think there was also a groundswell. And what I was, and I'm getting off topic here because I called you to talk about the inauguration, but I think that you have some good insight here that, you know, what surprised me was that during the primary, Keisha, there was just, I thought, you know, this groundswell of Americans who had enough with the status quo in Washington. And I didn't feel like that was transferring, you know, across the country in the general election, but I was certainly wrong. I think the American people, not just Republicans, but I think, you know, across the board, are tired of, you know, the things that go on in Washington and are hoping that, you know, what will be soon President Trump will be able to move things in a different direction.
I very much hope so. Now, I will tell you, I was at the Lincoln Reagan dinner in Charlotte, Mecklenburg. I guess it was last February, and Carly was the speaker, and they had everyone raise their hand for who they intended to support. The entire room supported Cruz and Rubio. There were maybe 2 to 3 people in the room that would dare to raise their hand in support of Trump. So I will also tell you that those are some staunch Republicans that once the tide began to turn, we came together and we all worked together for the common purpose, which was to make sure that Hillary Clinton was not elected.
Yeah, I think that was the underlying motivation for a lot of people.
It really, that was a big part of it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one question I wanted to ask you, because I like getting different perspective when I have women on the show, you know, some of the things that President-elect Trump has been accused of, and certainly things that he has said, perhaps maybe some people would wish that he had not said, but right. As a woman, how do you feel like... you know, his respect level for women or things that he said, does that bother you at all?
Well, you're absolutely correct, and I don't blame you for bringing it up a bit. And I will tell you, as a professional woman, we have all known men of this nature. So it is something somewhat standard in the work environment. Is it okay? It absolutely is not.
Yeah.
Do we work with it almost every day, every week, every month? Yes, we absolutely do. But I think that also goes to show you how fed up everyone is in this country that we're saying, yes, we know he said that. Yes, we know that it's absolutely inappropriate. But we need this country to turn around, and Donald Trump is the guy to do that.
Now, you know what? You're the first person to make that point. That's pretty incredible.
it's the truth.
Yeah, no, really. So
a hesitant truth.
Yeah. So in terms of your trip now, you're heading to Washington. Are you going with a big group or just your family?
Well,
or
North Carolina has a very large contingency going, which is so exciting. I've got to tell you, my North Carolina pride that has built up over this entire election cycle, we have got a state that is solid. We are financially solid. We have turned the state around. We've got wonderful representatives. So I am North Carolina proud as I walk to D.C., as I drive to D.C. I'm actually going with a couple of CMRW board members. The entire board is going to be in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration, which I'm very proud to say. We're very strong Republicans, but there is a large contingent going from North Carolina. We're going to have a great showing.
Well, that sounds exciting. Certainly, we talked with Michelle Nix, who's a vice chairman of the state
party.
Fantastic.
And she's fantastic.
Yeah, she was really good, and she's going. And one thing I asked her, and I'll ask you as well, yesterday we had, over the last couple of days, Project Veritas uncovered some pretty disturbing video from, you know, organizations that one's called Disrupt J20, where they wanted to, you know, do all kind of things to take the attention away from President-elect Trump and make it hard for people to get to Washington, and even talking about putting some kind of, you know, smelly gas into a building. I mean, just this really awful stuff. And so I asked Michelle, and I'll ask you, are you concerned at all about your safety?
I may be somewhat naive, but no, I'm really not that concerned about it because I was in Cleveland, and in Cleveland you had to go looking for the protesters. They stayed in one very small contained area. I do realize that this is a very different environment, but I really think that they will have security covered.
So you're pretty confident in that regard?
I am pretty confident about it. I really am. I'm definitely, Americans don't live in fear. You're not going to keep me from going to something that I want to go to, and I don't know a whole lot of Americans that would stand by that and be afraid to go do something because someone's going to do something wrong. We're American. We're going to show up, and we're going to be proud.
Well, certainly, I think that on the other side of that coin, I've also heard that there are those who are going to be in attendance to make sure that things run smoothly, like a large motorcycle gang said they were heading up there. They were going to keep an eye on things, and also read were some truckers. So I don't think that...
That'll be highly entertaining.
Well, I don't think that if the left is thinking they're going to come in and, you know, just have their way at disrupting, they might be a little surprised at what they encounter.
Well, you know, I attended and worked a big handful of Trump rallies during the election season, and there were always people interrupting the rallies. They're just vocal. They just want to be heard. They're shut down very quickly, and it's just what I call white noise. Blah, blah, blah. Now step out of the way. And I really hope that there is nothing more serious than that at the inauguration. That would be a shame. It really would be.
I agree completely. And
I pray for safety.
Well, we certainly will join you in that. And our guest here on What Matters in North Carolina is Keisha Lineberger, president of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Republican Women, part of a large contingent of folks from Mecklenburg County heading up to the inaugural festivities of President-elect Donald Trump. Now, Michelle, and you can listen to the podcast, so I'm not telling any secrets here, but
yeah.
She said she's had to go out and you know, upgrade the wardrobe a little bit for some of these balls. Have you found yourself having to go out and you know, get some stuff so that you can go to some of these more fancy things?
Well, it's funny that she said that because I completely agree. I really did look at this as a once-in-a-lifetime event. I don't know that I would be fortunate enough to do something like this again. So I definitely want to do it right. I want to represent my state well and go out there in my very Sunday best, definitely. Yeah, very excited. I also want to represent North Carolina, so purchased quite a few things with the North Carolina flag, North Carolina colors, to represent our state.
Wow. You know, this, I'm getting excited here. This sounds really like it's going to be quite the historic opportunity. And if you think about it, one point that I've been making, Keisha, is that, and I'm an older guy, so I've seen a lot of inaugurations on television. I've not been personally, but I have not seen where people are disrupting and hollering and carrying on and threatening violence. Certainly, some of that may be going on, you know, in areas, part of Washington that maybe you can't see on television, but I think that what we're seeing from the left, and this is a nonpartisan program, but you know, we take a conservative position, and I think that what we're seeing from the left, Keisha, is just really bad behavior that is very disrespectful, not just to the man Donald Trump, but to the office of the presidency.
Oh, absolutely. But that's a disrespect that has also been put in place for the last 8 years. Look at our police officers. Look at the complete disrespect that has been building for our law enforcement. I think it's time for things to turn around. I think it's time to get back to a patriotic America, to where we honestly feel blessed to be born in this wonderful country and or become a legal citizen of this wonderful country. There is no other country in this world that comes close to what America has to offer for its citizens. We are fortunate people. And we need to get back to thinking we are fortunate people.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. One thing, while I have you here, because you're involved in politics, and
yeah,
a lot of people are not, so I would love to get your take, just a minute off topic, in terms of what we've seen from our new governor. Governor Cooper seems to be kind of acrimony is the word that I've been using, just kind of testy with Senator Berger and Speaker Moore and the folks in the General Assembly. Do you think he's going to continue in that, you know, kind of a hard to get along with attitude, or do
oh,
you think
sure.
that, oh, you do?
Oh, sure. I think he will, and I think he's going to make the same mistake that Obama made his first term in office when he rammed through Obamacare, contrary to everyone telling him to slow down and take his time with the program. He rammed it through, and then what happened? Congress would not work with him any longer for the rest of his terms. And I think you're going to see the very same thing with Roy Cooper. We have a supermajority in North Carolina. He isn't going to get much done.
Well, he is a veteran of the General Assembly from his prior service. And I think that Senator Berger and Speaker Moore and the leadership over there in the General Assembly, I think they're going to have a little bit more of a challenge dealing with him than they did Governor McCrory. Obviously, he was a Republican, as they are, but
absolutely,
you know, and Governor Perdue was pretty much, I don't mean this disrespectfully to her, but she was pretty much a non-factor when the Republicans gained the majority. But I think they might have a tougher time with Cooper just because he's been around a while.
That is true, but we have strong representation in Raleigh. We really do. They know how the program works. They are going to continue this path of keeping North Carolina strong, building the rainy day funds and working on education, working on our roads. They're going to continue the path that McCrory set. They have a vision, and they're going to see it through, I have no doubt. We have very strong representation in Raleigh.
Well, I think you're correct about that. Now, you live there in Mecklenburg County. Maybe you can answer this question for me, Keisha. A lot of people, you know, they wanted to say, well, you know, HB2, which I don't think that's why Governor McCrory lost. A lot of people are pointing to Mecklenburg County and some of those counties down there that traditionally vote Republican that people are just ticked off about the toll roads. As a resident of that area, do you see that as being a possible reason for why
Absolutely.
He lost? Really?
Absolutely. I definitely do. And that is just a shame. It really is. It's not a program that's going to stop. It's going to go ahead and it's going to move forward. And what they did is they threw us under the bus for McCrory and elected Roy Cooper, and we're going to pay that price.
Hmm.
That absolutely did happen.
Well, and I certainly don't think, of course, I don't know this, but my opinion would be I don't know that the new governor has any intention of stopping
I don't think he does.
So.
And I think that that's what's a little bit ironic about the situation here is, you know, they got rid of McCrory, they brought in Cooper, but what was that really going to do? It did nothing. And there were conservative voters that swung their vote and voted for Roy Cooper and then voted, you know, conservative down the rest of the ballot. That is, it's a big shame. It really is.
Well, you know, sometimes... Keisha, you walk along and you're in a parking lot and you look down and somebody has dropped a $100 bill. And that's the way I feel right now. I've never met you personally, but I just saw you in the Charlotte Observer today and you are awesome. And
well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed working with the party. It's where I stand. I am a Republican through and through. I've also said that I really believe the majority of America stands in the middle together. We care about education, lower health insurance rates. We care about security. And that doesn't matter if you're right or you are left. It just so happens that we're headed into a more conservative White House. But I think we're going to get a lot of work done for the right and the left. It's a good time in the country.
One last question, Keisha. This is something that I'm a little bit concerned about, particularly in light of the way even Republicans in Congress have just gone nuts spending. We do have conservative representation in the House, at least from North Carolina, and that's encouraging. But do you think that Congress, particularly the Republicans in Congress, got the message that was sent by Donald Trump being elected? And that message being, as you know, we're fed up, we're tired of the nonsense, you guys better get your house in order. Do you think that message has been received loud and clear, or do you think that there's still going to be, you know, gross overspending and people that we thought were conservative, you know, voting with Democrats and voting for liberal policies? What are you looking for in Congress?
Gosh, I'll tell you, I think they did get the message loud and clear. Whether they're going to hear it or not and make changes will remain to be seen. We do have some establishment Republicans in North Carolina, but we also need establishment Republicans in North Carolina because they bring money to the state. They put us at the forefront in the federal government, is in D.C. You can't keep electing freshmen. You're never going to get any money. You're never going to get anything done for your state. I do think you're going to see changes. I think Trump is going to make people make changes. And I just hope it bodes well for our state. I really do. I care about North Carolina. I care about our education policies. I care about what kind of money comes to North Carolina. So I do hope that they all work well together. I really do.
Well, I look forward to hopefully talking with you again because, as I said, I just really am excited. You have brought a lot to the party, Keisha, and I hope that
you.
I hope that you have a safe time, that you will have the experience of a lifetime going to the inauguration, and we'll look forward to hearing all about it.
We will. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, to me, it's like finding money in the parking lot. you know, you don't expect it, and I didn't know Keisha, and there wasn't really anything in the Charlotte Observer to indicate that she was as politically astute as she is, and I didn't mean to imply that I didn't think she was smart, but wow, I need to include her in our list of analysts. She has really got a lot on the ball, and I really appreciate her. Spur of the moment, too. I reached out to her, and she was like, sure, I'd love to come on. So glad to have Keisha Lineberger on as a guest here, heading to Washington, D.C. to be part of the inauguration, and we appreciate her. We appreciate Michelle Nix also, who just fine folks representing North Carolina, and we appreciate that. There's a lot of North Carolina events that they will have a big time at, I am sure. Well, thank you so much for listening to What Matters in North Carolina. We appreciate it. Be sure to tell your friends and your family. They can find us at freedomactionnetwork.com or in the iTunes and Google Play stores as well.